man. Sometimes guys do things and they think you're being impressed, and you're not. Not at all. One of my girlfriends is going through a divorce right now. Small kids at home, and she's going into online dating again. And it's scary, you know, like it's hard when you haven't been in the game and now you're trying to do it and you're trying to meet new people and it's been a long time.
Sure.
But the pictures and the things that she sends me of what guys send her is so unbelievable that you wonder where are these guys from that they think that this would impress a woman.
So, right? I mean, are we talking like catfishing? Like I'm on the beach with the shirt off, I'm
the
ripped
shirt
or whatever.
Off thing. So
the shirt off is a thing.
The shirt off is a thing.
Okay.
And I don't understand. And a lot of the pictures, like, are normal clothes, but then they'll start talking and then they'll send like a random shirtless photo or something like that.
Yeah.
And she's like, but why would I want to see that? Like, we've had two nice conversations, like normal adults.
Right, and now I'm thirsty.
And now all of a sudden I want a picture of you with no shirt on? Like, that's not a real thing. And, like, we laugh about it because we're like, why would a guy think that a woman wants that texted to her?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm assuming that your girlfriend is, you know, she's older, right? I mean, I'm not going to call her older, but she's our age, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if a guy is older. In our age...
40s.
If a guy is in his 40s and he's in great shape, it's hard to keep a guy that's a little bit older, that's in great shape, with his shirt off. Like, it's hard to keep his shirt on, excuse me, because he's just got to show off. Look at the work I'm doing. Look at how much, you know, look at how good I look or whatever. It's something that you know, they're overly proud of.
So,
it doesn't mean that it's good. I'm just saying, it you know, it's kind of like the men, you know, mentality.
We asked on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, what do guys do that fails to impress?
Yeah.
Let's see. Wrestling with each other. You ever, like, why do guys hit each other all the time? Why are you always hitting each other? What are you doing?
I had two guys wrestle at one of my barbecues one time randomly. And the guy, like, there was one guy who just wanted to wrestle. And my other friend's like a jujitsu, like, cage fighting guy. And he's like, dude, I don't want to do that. And the guy just wouldn't let up. He persisted. So my guy held him in like a thing for like a half hour and then he threw up.
What is that?
It's so weird. Yeah, I didn't want any of it happening at my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We asked around the office too. Oh my God, Melody wrote on our Facebook page, wear cargo pants. Yeah, no. No, you're not hot in your cargo pants. You're not.
Listen.
You're not.
There are utilitarian needs and reasons for cargo pants from time to time. That's all I'm going to say. It's been a long time since I wore any, but there was a time.
We asked around the office, what do guys do that always fails to impress?
Rev their engine. That's the worst. Like, nobody cares that you straight piped your car, you know?
100%. No one cares.
That is true.
It's so true. And then she goes on.
Straight piped.
Like, act like they know things also. You know, that's really funny when like, they won't know it, but they'll just say it with, like, absolute confidence. They're like, yeah, absolutely. And you're like, well, why are you doing that?
Wow.
I love when I say I don't know something, because then it keeps the conversation going. Like, did you watch, like, White Lotus or whatever? I'd be like, no, but, like, if people are really into it, what do you think? To me, like, I love saying I don't know something.
Sure.
Because then it gets the conversation going.
What if a guy starts to talk to you about what he did with his exhaust pipes?
Hard pass. Hard pass on you, buddy. 1-800-330-9999. What do guys do that just fails to impress you? Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. Jennifer wrote, name dropping people they don't really know. What do guys do that fails to impress? You can call 1-800-330-9999. If you tell me you know Brad Pitt and you think that's going to impress me, it will. But then I immediately expect you to bring me Brad Pitt.
You know? Like, you better be in the next booth. Yeah, honestly, I mean, I don't think name dropping is ever cool, right? I mean, if you guys saw somebody or ran into somebody, like, oh, I know them. You know what I mean? Then that's fine. Then you're saying hello to somebody. That's one thing. But name dropping, again, you're clearly trying to just be impressive.
Yeah, it's like a lot of my friends are doing the online dating now and are single. And I just, the things that guys send them is so shocking to me that guys would think that anybody would be into this, you know? Teresa wrote on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, order for you at a restaurant unless you ask them for their input on what to order. It's so patronizing. I can't even imagine sitting down with the guy that I just met and him trying to order for me. Are you serious, buddy?
Right.
Serious?
We just had, she'll have this. What?
What? You kidding me?
Yeah. That does seem crazy.
Well, we asked around our office, what do guys do that fails to impress?
Wear designer clothes. I hate people who think they can buy me off of what they're wearing. It's just terrible.
I will agree, like, dressing too flashy is not attractive, but I will say that a guy that's well-groomed and put together nicely is attractive.
Yeah, some people just really like fashion. If you do it because you genuinely like it, that's fine. If you're trying to be flashy, that's a little bit different.
I always say, look at the shoes. Look at the shoes. Yeah. You can tell a lot about a guy by his shoes. 1-800-330-9999. Amy, what do guys do that fails to impress?
Oh, guys wear tank tops, thinking it's like a great look. It doesn't matter what your body looks like. Tank tops, for me, that's a big red flag.
I agree, unless they have incredibly muscular arms. And then I'm going to give that a pass, because then I would like to see them. And you can wear your tank top.
She does like a meathead.
I do love a meathead every once in a while.
She does, yeah.
Just to look at.
But you know, the ones who think they're like that, but they're kind of not, the average-looking bodies, those tank tops are a bad look.
Oh, okay, so we're shaming dudes now. That's what we're doing. We're body-shaming people.
If your arms are too skinny, what are you doing in a tank top?
Okay.
Cover those things.
Yeah, well, if a guy said something similar, we would all give him some stank right now, and we should, because it's not nice.
Okay.
Not everybody can be The Rock.
Okay.
All right? The funny thing is, when I was in the best shape of my life, I didn't wear them all that often. Now that I'm older, it's just about heat.
Oh, gosh.
I'll put that thing on no matter what. I don't care at all.
But it's an undershirt.
No, I'll wear it as the outfit.
Oh. If you're wearing a tank top because it's air conditioning for your armpits, you're not wearing it for the right reasons. Let's put it out there. Paula, what do guys do that fails to impress?
Unsolicited photos.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Via text, via email, disappearing message on Instagram.
Oh.
Like, don't.
You mean like inappropriate photos?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What would ever possess somebody to do that when they're first talking to somebody?
So one of my friends says she was talking to this guy for like, I don't know, a half hour on the phone. Everything was going great. Like, seemed like a really nice, normal guy.
Yeah.
2 hours later, she got a picture.
Show a little patience, buddy.
Patience?
I don't know. Maybe that's his thing of saying, hey, do you like me? I like you. Maybe he's skipping steps. He got some nice conversation. He's thinking third base. Well, it's time to move this thing along.
Paula, you're right. It fails to impress. I don't know what guys are thinking when they do that kind of stuff. I don't.
Seems crazy.
1-800-330-9999. What do guys do that fails to impress? What do guys do that always fails to impress? And whenever they do it, you're like, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
We asked around the office.
Probably when they flex, like when men will flex on purpose.
It is true. Like, there's no time in your world where it makes sense to just flex your muscles unless you're in a bodybuilding competition.
I mean, I'll just say any like feats of strength. If you're not moving a piece of furniture, right? If you're not saving somebody or lifting them up on top of something when somebody needs a boost or something like that, what are you doing? Like, there's a place for working out. You go work out where you work. If somebody's watching your workout, that's one thing. That's different, right? But, I mean, if you're just walking around doing feats of strength, what are you doing? Like, what's happening?
Tracy wrote on our Facebook page with Anna and Raven, when guys wear skinny jeans, it fails to impress. I don't like skinny jeans on guys either.
Yeah.
I think it's weird. I don't know. I don't like it on girls. I don't like skinny jeans on anybody, to be honest.
Skinny jeans are the super skinny jeans, right?
Like,
it looks painful almost.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's weird.
They're a little bit out of fashion now. I'm not sad to see those go. 1-800-330-9999. Nancy, what do guys do that fails to impress?
Not only does it impress me, but I think it is so obnoxious when guys mansplain stuff to you.
Well, Anna was just talking about how much she loves to say, I don't know about something, so that people will continue talking.
Heard that.
And I feel like that will just open the door for that.
Right, but you don't have to explain it to me like I'm an idiot. you can have a normal conversation. And then the guy wearing the tight pants kicks the ball through the two big white poles.
Yes,
like, get
right.
Out.
Yeah. They're yellow.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's even worse is like when my adult children's male friends try to mansplain it to me at over 60 years old. I'm like, okay, been there, done that. Stop.
Dana, what do guys do to try to impress, but it fails every time?
So I think one of the things is them driving really fast. Like the guys who do that, like the blast music will drive really fast and just think they're like the coolest thing. And it's just not. It's unsafe. And to me, safety is sexy, not driving fast.
I never understand why guys drive fast. Like, they have to be doing it for themselves because they're certainly not doing it to impress anybody else in the car. You're just terrifying everybody.
I don't know, though. When you're younger, you got the sports car or whatever. Yeah, I mean, you drive fast because you think you look cool.
Oh, you think
it is cool.
And you look over the passenger seat and they're white knuckle. You think that's hot?
Yeah.
I drive fast
because I'm late. Mm-hmm. That's why I do. But I drive, you know, one lane. I'm not doing all that nonsense. You know what I mean? This ain't Fast and the Furious.
What would Alicia say if you were driving super fast?
No, she's like 90 anyway. She drives fast when it suits her. But when she's in the car with me, she complains the entire time. It's like on Golden Pond or something. It's ridiculous.
Diana, what do guys do that fails to impress?
When they talk about how much money they make.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That's a big no-no. I mean, anybody, you shouldn't be talking about how much money you make with pretty much anybody, right? You know, if you're having that discussion with your close friends or whatever, I guess, but it all feels weird, every bit of it.
I just think that if you actually make good money, you're not talking about it.
Right.
Right? Like, if you're bragging about it, I would question that.
Right. It's on the line how much money you're making and how good it actually is, right? And then when you're talking to somebody about it, don't you have to think to yourself after, well, they're there for my money.
I don't know. There's something very strange about it because, like, why is it so taboo to talk about it? Mm. Like, it's, you know, like how much money you make, all that. There's like a big movement where people should be more transparent.
Right, right. I was going to say, a lot of people nowadays, right, they feel like they should all talk about it would make everybody more money.
But when a guy is doing it to try to impress you, it feels yucky. It does. And it feels very disingenuous.